This community and people there are really challenging, give me a new vision, and I'm very thankful for all of them that they spent this time for me.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Command Line Heroes is an original, highly produced, award-winning podcast about the people who transform technology from the command line up, presented by Red Hat. And this is not a technical show. This is a show anyone can enjoy, featuring experts from across the industry. Season 4 is airing now, so subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and stick around to the end of the show to hear a sneak preview of the brand new season.
So the world's a bit surreal at the moment. But I've always said the great companies are made when there's this just when we're put up to the challenge, that's when we could rise to the occasion and be our best selves. I just sent my team this message that I firmly believe. It's, I know the world is unusual right now. It's important both personally and professionally to focus on positivity and possibility. Times like these are a great opportunity to reassess that we are indeed working in flow, building the strongest company no matter the challenge. It's this moment where we define our value to the market and continue to flourish. To just put all our focus on darkness rather than what is the opportunity and what is the possibility would be robbing ourselves from accelerating forward. And so truly and genuinely, please take that moment to meditate, to breathe, to think about the abundance we do have in this actual moment and how you're going to rise to the challenge. Enjoy the episode. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world. So excited to be here with Baltic Sandbox in Lithuania. Incredible, incredible startup community with so many abundant resources. And we have our next guest. Hello.
Hello.
So go ahead, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Yelena and I'm owner of Dog Fashion Outwear brand. So I came to this model because I'm addicted to dogs. It's a simple, I have my own dog. It's racing dog that I'm racing team. And it was very difficult for me to find special clothes because, you know, people who never have a dog doesn't think that they have a different structure and body muscles and movements and body dynamics. And it's very difficult to do something that dog will feel comfortable on it. And find something. So I decided that I will produce something special for my dog because she's nice, cute, and lovely. So I found a human designer who will be able to think in a different way and produce something special for dogs.
And now, while your company itself isn't a tech company, you decided to be part of a tech accelerator to help your company grow. How has Baltic Sandbox helped prepare you for being the founder that you are?
It's a good question. Thanks for it. Because my background is about digital. I'm a product owner and product developer. So for me, launch some digital startups, it's a way I understand how the world is growing. But for build something produced from fashion, from materials, and also from fashion world, it's was a simple way, and I ever can imagine that it will take so many times, so many resources, so many people, but times it's luck that I can't afford. And I start to think how to do it faster and more quality, because you need to take a more simple to develop one model file. So we bring our idea and our designers to 3D game constructor characters and ask him to produce 3D model of my dog. You know, like you put the dog on some place and they made a 3D model.
Right.
Viewing. And after that, we put all sketches with these 3D designers to the 3D model dog. It was awesome because it gave us a lot of time.
And how did you get into 3D modeling in the first place?
It's special placement when you can put something and give 3D model in real time. It's about a lot of data pointer.
But you weren't overwhelmed by it. Like, how did you discover that 3D modeling was even an option for you?
Oh, I have in my work background, I have some projects that call in our Moscow school, startup school, Skolkovo school. There was some product and some type of innovative thinking people that opened to do something special. And I saw that they have this prototype modeling hardware, and I asked them, is it possible? They said, who knows, let's try. And we tried, and that worked.
And it's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten?
Yesterday, I spent time with mentors, and they gave me a few of some advice that I need to think about. It's about how to build my brand and how to verify my brand idea and my fashion style. Because, you know, the Chinese can copy anything and do it faster than we can. So one of advices was to put advisory and develop the brand story, because we don't think in this way about our brands. We just put first our functionality of the clothes.
Totally. Yes. So they suggested to focus first on the brand story.
Yeah. And second advice was about the different country, different state, you know, USA market and Europe market is totally different on payment behavior and customer behavior. And if I want to build a fashion primary brand with good quality and real working outwear, for USA markets, it will be okay if I will use Amazon store or eBay store. And for Europe market, it wouldn't work at ever, because it's about like a privileged community, and you need to have a store, online store, boutique, claim client service, and some special events that I need be include to have a benchmark, you know, to have a friends with Porsche, for example, or something like this, to make a state. For me, it's different, because in our country, people just buy something from Instagram, and I know that the same story for Asian market and Emirates and something like this, but it totally doesn't work in Europe, and it wouldn't work in the United States.
And you're from Moscow, Russia?
Yeah.
Do you live there now?
Yeah.
And so did you come to Vilnius, Lithuania just for Baltic Sandbox?
Yeah.
And how has the experience been?
Oh, it's great. You know, this community and people there are really point, really challenging, give me a new vision, and I'm very thankful for all of them that they spent this time for me.
And was this your first time to Lithuania?
Yep.
Has this been your first podcast?
Yeah.
That's so cool! Yay! Is there something that you've wanted to share that we haven't addressed yet?
Maybe it's about women in tech.
Sure.
Because I know that there are a lot of women in tech in Russia, in global the world, and I see the difference between how the man works and women works in top position, on CEO position, product position, marketing position. Women, it's always in process, and it gives them possibility to give the best results, because they understand any details of and any problems they are involved, but the men are mostly in goals, and in this way they fit a little bit part of product development. It's very important, so I appreciate all the women that work in there.
And where do you hope to see yourself a year from now?
I want to open some store in Europe, and I want to make collaboration with big brands or with big bloggers, like, you know, Kanye West with Adidas or something like this.
I want
something for Adidas or Puma and all sports brands that we work, because our primary line that we developed, it's in KM20, it's sportswear, so it will be great to do something with big bloggers.
And can you spell, for people that want to come to your shop, can you spell the domain for everybody again?
Woofler, W-O-O-F-L-E-R flea.store. And the same is .dog.
Perfect. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Where can people find you online?
Yelena.Pugacheva on Facebook and the same on LinkedIn.
And we'll include it in the show notes. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We'll take you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. My name is Yelena Pugacheva and my brand is Woofler. It's dog fashion outwear and we are from Moscow, Russia, and you're listening to Women in Tech.
I'd like to tell you about an all-new season of Command Line Heroes, a podcast presented by Red Hat. No one ever said hardware was easy. In season 4, Command Line Heroes is telling 7 special stories about people and teams who dared to change the rules of hardware and in the process changed how we all interact with technology.
In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices and what it took to get here?
There was this blue box on a table, and he said, well, here it is. I said, well, what is it? He said, it's a microcomputer.
What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. These machines, they revolutionized our lives and blew the doors open to what was possible.
How many people here had a computer versus how many people intended to get one? Only one or two people actually had them. And they would bring them to the club meeting. What are you going to do with it? And nobody had an answer.
The key thing about time sharing was that the computer needed some way of being able to sort of stop its own clock.
The creators of the floppy drives are not household names by any means. If it wasn't for that, PCs would have been adopted much more slowly.
This January 28th, we launched season 4 of Command Line Heroes, an original podcast from Red Hat. And this season, it's all about the hardware. We'll hear the stories behind some iconic machines and the people who dared to create them.
I was the kid that always took things apart, took my older sister's toys apart.
This is just another bag on the side of the Eclipse, a skin job. Nope, this is a whole new machine.
The process of passing the tapes around and encouraging and building upon each other's results is really what made the personal computer industry.
We're exploring mini computers, mainframes, the first personal computers, floppies, early smartphones, and game consoles. And we're also going to hear how the community ethos that drove those early hardware heroes to build those machines still exists today in the open source hardware movement.
The values of sharing are still there. I mean, it's in the entire open source community.
The machine, in a way, was kind of a bit character. It was the people who were the real guts of what it was about.
I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast and keep on coding.
So thank you and eat your sandwiches.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.